And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of January, 2011. The birthday of Federica Fellini, born in Rimini, Italy, in 1920, who said all art is autobiographical. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Robert Olin Butler, born in Granite City, Illinois, author of a collection short stories called Tabloid Dreams, in which all the stories are based on actual headlines that he saw in grocery store tabloid newspapers. The poet Edward Hirsch, born on this day in Chicago, 1950, author of many collections of poems, and also How to Read a Poem and Fall in Love with Poetry. It's the birthday of the comedian George Burns, born Nathan Birnbaum in New York City, 1896. His dad died in the flu epidemic of 1903, and to help out his family, George, at the age of 7, got a job in a candy store making syrup in the basement. There were other kids working there with him, and to relieve their boredom, they sang in harmony. A mailman heard them, asked them to sing some more, and pretty soon there was a crowd gathered that threw pennies down the stairs, and the kids decided to go out and sing on the streets. They sang in bars and brothels and on ferry boats. George Burns quit school before the end of fourth grade, go to work as an entertainer. He sang, he danced, he roller skated, he did tricks with seals, he performed in vaudeville. And in 1923, he met Gracie Allen and began partnering with her in routines. George Burns later said, "And all of a sudden, the audience realized I had a talent. They were right, I did have a talent, and I was married to her for 38 years. He smoked cigars, lived to be 100, worked right up until the end of his life, and wrote 10 books, including Gracie, A Love Story." It was 50 years ago that John F. Kennedy delivered his famous line, "And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country," part of his inauguration speech, which was 14 minutes long, about 1,300 words, strongly influenced by the Gettysburg Address. It was after that speech that the poet Robert Frost got up to recite a poem which he had written for the occasion, but he could not read his copy in the blazing sunshine. And so instead, he delivered from memory, impromptu, on the spot, another poem, The Gift Outright. It was a great moment for American poetry. Here's a poem for today by Anya Krugavoy-Silver, entitled French Toast. Pain perdu, lost bread, thick slices sunk in milk, fringed with crisp lace of browned egg and scattered sugar, like spongiest challah, dipped in foaming cream and frothy egg, richness drenching every yeasted crevice and bubble. That's how sodden with luck I felt when we fell in love. Now, at 40, I remember that lost bread means bread that's gone stale, leftover heels and crusts, too dry for simple jam and butter. Still, weak-old bread makes the best French toast, soaks up milk as greedily as I turn toward you under goose down after 10 years of marriage, craving still that sweet white immersion. French Toast, a poem by Anya Krugavoy-Silver from The 93rd Name of God, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.